Blog Talk Radio.
It's time
to flip
the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, if you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
The 2G Show, February 7th, a new year, 2015, first one of the new year. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio station. This is MG. Join each and every show. Are they capable? And he's funny. It's Gigi. Happy New Year, G.
Happy New Year. What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, we're back. First show, like I said, the new year. We're glad you took a little part of your day here to join us here. Let's get some business out of the way. You can listen to us here on the computer, your tablet, your phone. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ the 2Gs. We got the chat room in there as well. We're voting there today, very rare. You can also call us, 619-393-6728. Hit the 1 button. That raises your hand. We'll make sure we see you, and we'll get to you, and you make a comment, ask a question, whatever you need to do. So let's get going, G. Happy New Year, and we're back and better than ever.
We're back, and I got a lot of things to say here to start off, so I'm going to do it real quick. So let me get a chance here. First of all, of course, everybody knows that they can reach me on the Twitter page there. It's Gary the Hat. A lot of people have called me and saying, where the hell are we? And I told them, you know, it's not me. It's MG again. It's the reason why we're not on the air. And they're kind of on the strip, you know, they're aggravated, but they kind of understood. And also, we want to wish MG a happy birthday. His birthday was in the beginning of the week, and I noticed on the Facebook, everything was, he had hundreds of thousands of people wishing him happy birthday, including one guy that he doesn't like, the President Obama, who says, I know MG doesn't like me, but I'm wishing him a happy birthday, and all the way to the Prince of Exegavir, The great Sheikh, the Muhammad Abdul Salami Gabagoli. Even he wished you happy birthday. I mean, you even reached the Middle East. you're so popular over there. So,
thank you, brother.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, brother. We both celebrated birthdays, I think, during our an absence. And I did say happy birthday before. Yours was the 26th of January. Mine was February the 3rd. So I appreciate it, brother.
And I do have a lot of, unfortunately, while we were gone, there have been a lot of people who have passed away. One was an icon in the baseball world. Everybody knows him as Mr. Cup. And who did the saying, let's play two. And it's just one of his historic moments. Let's give it a here.
That's the fly ball. He's the left back.
That's it. Oh, he did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed in the bullpen. Everybody on your feet. This is it.
Of course, the great Ernie Banks, shortstop of the Chicago Cubs and one of the great players of our time, passed away. I got a whole list, and then I'm going to save one for last. So our condolences can go out to the Ernie Banks family. We got Dallas Taylor, who happened to be a drummer of the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. We also had Charlie Seifert, who happened to be the first black to make it into the PGA Tour, broke down the color barrier in golf. We had King Abdul, and to give him the reason why this gas prices were so low for a while, because he wanted to stick it to the Iranians and Iraqis, and he was an ally of the United States. He passed away. But also Joe Franklin, most people will know who he is. Joe Franklin was a staple in the New York area as a talk show host, pretty much started the genre. His studios, when we used to watch, I think it was on Channel 9 back then when we were young, was like a closet. I mean, he had a small desk, fake flowers. But he interviewed a lot of people before they even made him famous, like Al Pacino, Barbra Streisand, Woody Allen, before they even made it big. And he was also the inventor of the word memorabilia. That was he saved so much stuff, and he created that word memorabilia. But the one I'm saving for last year is, of course, the lady of football, one of the owner of the New York Giants, Ann Mara, who passed away on Super Bowl Sunday. She was in great health back in mid-January. Normally, our house goes out for the paper, but she went out for the paper, slipped on the ice, and fell, and never recovered. She wanted to get pneumonia, passed away on Super Bowl Sunday. I felt condolences from the 2G show. We're out to the Mara family. It's close to our hearts since we are Giant fans. A lot of people say she was the boss of the team, but our condolences go out to the Mara family.
Yeah, I didn't know the circumstances surrounding that, so I learned a little bit there about what caused her death and all. But yeah, you're right. Thank God for the Mara family. I mean, it's one of the great ownerships, not only in football, it's one of the great ownerships in all of sports. And I'm thankful that I have them, because I'm stuck with the other three with two bad owners. So, and I got to say, it's a happy birthday yesterday to a man who I idolize and I think is one of the greatest Americans we've ever had, the greatest president in the 20th century. He could be argued top five presidents. Ronald Reagan, who really took this country, if you remember the late 70s and how bad things were and what happened in the 80s, Ronald Reagan, 104th birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. And I will say this, but I like to walk things back. I hate when people say, they say something and then they say, well, I didn't really mean that. Real quick, last show we had, we were talking about something, gas prices, whatever it was. And I went off on the president. I'm not a fan of this president. I think his policies are horrendous and terrible. But I got a little bad. I was crazy. Yelling, he's a liar. He's this. You got to respect the office of the presidency. You can disagree with the president. That's what's great about this country. You can say what you want and not worry about getting your head chopped off. But I do believe you have to respect the office of the presidency. And I'm going to keep talking about this president and his policies. but do it in a respectful way. So I have to say that. All right, brother, we talked about a lot of business there. 2 weeks off, a lot of business.
A lot of business, but I want to go through one more thing, bro. One more thing there, MG. Okay, before we get going here, I know it's a short show, but we'll get it through. If food was running out, if the food was running out of this world, and you had to just name five things to have for food as your favorite, and you had a chance to ask for it, eggs for your birthday would even come in the top 1 zillion.
Come on.
With the pork and the sauerkraut. I mean, out of all the things to ask for on your birthday, you could have had anything. You could have had a nice dish of lasagna, a little veal cutlet parmesan. You could have had anything. But what do you pick? Pork and sauerkraut.
Ridiculous.
I don't
know. Okay, well,
you did a survey on the streets. You come into mind.
All right, well, I was hoping you forget about this, but I forgot about it. I'll be honest with you. I completely forgot. I thought you would, but he's talking about my birthday. I could pick any meal I want. My mom would have made it. Aunt Marie was over, and I picked up pork loin with sauerkraut. I still think it's funny. I put it on Facebook. Jay laughed. People laughed. Anything, you can pick anything you want for your birthday. You pick this? So I picked the pork loin with sauerkraut. Aunt Marie made it. Delicious. You had it. You ate it. But your point is, why would you pick that if you could pick anything else? Okay. Well, okay. All right. You got that out? We're done?
We're done.
Okay. Now, we got about 20 minutes. Again, 619-393-6728. We do our rapid fire. This is what we do. We pick a topic or two or three or four or five, and we just give a minute or two opinion. If you have one, you could call up, but it's got to be quick. But let's go to the Super Bowl. I mean, everybody's talking about the Super Bowl. It was a great Super Bowl. It's better than last year. Let's rapid fire. Super Bowl 49. Go, G. What's your thoughts?
First of all, the dumbest call. I know we got the dumbest call ever in sports history. I mean, I don't understand how this. I tell you, if I was the owner of this team, I know this guy won me a Super Bowl. But if I'm the owner of this team, the next day I would have had him in my office trying to explain to me why he called that play, and then I would have thrown him out. I would have thrown him out of the damn office because there's no explanation at all for the call. At all. It's ridiculous. You go away from your identity. You have a guy, Beast Mode, who I don't care how many people you put on the line of scrimmage. He's getting you the yard. It's the easiest win you could have had in the Super Bowl. Just hand the ball off to him and let him do his thing. I mean, you know, they try to be so smart, these coaches. You know, I'm going to show the world how smart I am. You know, I'm going to call something different. I'm going to go down in history. Yeah, you're going down in history as the dumbest coach in Super Bowl history. That's what you're going down in. And it still bothers me to this day. It ruined my Super Bowl. It ruined my Super Bowl that day, brother.
I'm with you, brother, because I called you on the phone. You're the only person I can call that can calm me down. We yell, we scream, we laugh. And I was calm the whole Super Bowl. I really didn't have a dog in the fight. But I didn't really want the New England. What do you call them, the coach and the quarterback? I forgot what you called them.
Oh, you mean Bill Belichick and Tom Shady?
I don't know where you get that in. But I can't stand those guys. I can't stand them. I don't understand it, brother. I mean, I don't – number one, the play clock, they waited too long. They had a minute and six. You could call the running play. They're not going to stop them two times or three times. You're just not going to stop them. So I don't understand what that call was. He tried to explain it, that they didn't have the matchups. I don't care. He wasn't even going to complete that pass if he wasn't going to get the end zone. It was horrible call, and he was on the talk shows this week and said he couldn't sleep this past week. Really? There's not enough Salmonex in the world. you can have Michael Jackson. You know, rest in peace, my way. Michael Jackson's doctor. You still couldn't sleep after calls like that. Horrible call, brother. Horrible call, brother.
I mean, the explanation he gave, he should have just kept his mouth shut and said it was a bad,
yep.
You know, I called it, was going to work and didn't work. He goes to me that they were putting their goal line defense in. Well, what do you expect? They're on the 1 yard
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
And we were going to waste the play by hitting the ball off the Beast Mode there.
Exactly.
Well, I can't stand either. Both of these teams are really they were annoying me.
You're
and
right.
The Patriots, you know, I mean, we beat them twice. So I like to say that we're the only team to beat them in the Super Bowl, which is great. But it ruined my Super Bowl because of the stupid call at the end of that game. All he had to do was hand it off, and it would have been great. But no, he's got to be just so smart. You know, go back to college. Do me a favor because – and glad I'm not an owner because I don't give a care what he did. I'm firing him the next day.
I couldn't agree more. Keep going, brother. Rapid fire. We need a buzzer. We need a buzzer, you know, that buzzer. But we can go two ways. Let's go with the Super Bowl commercials. I don't think it was outstanding this year, brother. A couple of them were pretty good. Of course, the Budweiser commercial with the little dog and the horse that got voted number one. Nationwide with the little kid who died. I think that was the worst one. GoDaddy had a Puller commercial, which I think is ridiculous that they had a Puller commercial. But if I'm GoDaddy, why would you even put that commercial out there? You know people, the animal rights, the activists are going to come out with you. Why would you even do that? I don't have a problem with it. But I don't need they shouldn't even put it out there. Any thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials this year, brother?
Well, yeah, I think I'll go against you on this. Listen, when I watch the Super Bowl, I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to think about some kid dying, okay? This is why this commercial is so bad, okay? I don't want to be lectured. I don't want to be lectured because of the stupid things that are going on in the NFL, what they do, the beating of the kids and the beating of their girlfriends or wives. And then they got to have commercials to tell. I'm not doing it. I don't want to be lectured, okay? I thought it was a terrible commercial to put out on the Super Bowl day. And I can't believe – and I'm glad. I'm glad that the Nationwide is getting a little backwashed on that commercial. Mm-hmm. Wasted $4 million to tell about a kid dying. I mean, I want the, you know, the little puppy there with the horses. Even that one, I've got to worry that the dog is going to get eaten by the wolf. I mean, I'm even worried about the commercials now. Give me some fun commercials. Don't give me these depressing ones. That's not why we watch them. You know, give me the fun Dorito commercials that they used to have and the Budweiser commercials that used to be funny. Don't give me one with a little dog and then out and get lost and coming back and the wolf's going to eat him. I mean, I really don't. All of them really, really stunk.
Yeah, and brother, remember the one, my favorite commercial, and I wish we could show it, but I was in a bad mood that time. I think it was the Denver Jets. I don't know when it was. Maybe it was the Super Bowl. The Giants were losing. It was the one with the Tide commercial. When the guy goes in, he had a little stain on his shirt. And as he's trying to talk, the stain is talking. You remember that commercial, the stain? I think that was my favorite.
Because me and Jason at the time were watching, we were laughing. You couldn't even laugh. You were so, you know what I mean? But I couldn't help it. That was a funny one, the Tide talking, you know, some kind of language, you know. Interfering with the interview. You guys going for a job interview. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Those are the commercials I'm talking about.
That was I could agree more with you, brother. But, all right, rapid fire. Moving along here. You had something to say about the arrest in the NFL, brother. A lot of arrests going on here. The NFL's got an image problem here. But, yeah, it's still the number one watched Super Bowl of all time. But a lot of arrests, brother. Any thoughts on these recent arrest in the NFL?
I mean, how many examples do you need? There's a guy, I think a Green Bay guy, an offensive lineman. I think he punched the Pizza Hut guy because of a parking spot. I mean, all right, listen. Sometimes we all get mad about spots, but you're a professional football player, okay? Professional football player. What the hell are you doing getting involved with a pizza? How bad could it be? The guy's delivering pizza. You should be happy. He's bringing food to you. You know what I mean? You got another guy who in Dallas, Randall, who just got caught stealing about a month or so ago, cologne and drawers. I guess he was going to find a woman he wanted to smell good, and the cologne was guilty. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. He's stealing cologne that says guilty on it. And so what he does, he gets a domestic thing in Kansas. When a girl in a room, they call because of domestic abuse going on in there, and they find marijuana. Now, we'll say, okay, marijuana, big deal. It's against the rules of the NFL, okay? You can't do it. You can't do it. It's a rule. If you want to play in the NFL, you can't do it. And another guy driving around with marijuana, $160,000 in a bag. I mean, you're a professional. I don't understand these guys. I don't get it. I mean, you're throwing away a career of making a lot of money. It's very short career. It's not a long career in football. You make as much as you can. You're just throwing it all away. It just bothers the hell out of me with these guys. They're all a bunch of idiots.
Again, brother, I can't disagree. I mean, obviously, I mean, it's just these guys got such an honor and a privilege here. They're playing. They've made it into something that very few people can do. And you're right, it's a short career. Very short. You don't get a long time in this one. It's not like golf, where they can go on for 30 years. Oh, that's another thing I got to talk about in a second. Brain fog here. I agree with you, brother, about that. Let's move on to a person that you brought up in the pre-production meetings, and I'm kind of surprised you brought him up because I got a story about him. You brought up Pat Robinson. He's an evangelist from the 700 Club. And I have to admit, I used to watch him back in the early 80s. He ran for president a couple of times. Before you go on to tell me what stupid thing he said, I have one. Do you remember that hurricane that was coming towards Long Island? I forgot what year it was. The hurricane coming up there. This guy lives in Virginia. He's on the 700 Club, his show, and he's praying to God to divert the hurricane and bring it towards Long Island, to New York. Okay? Okay? This is what this guy's praying for. And you can go back and look it up. So he wants God to take it away from him and then bring the hurricane up to Long Island. And you can't make this stuff up. And these guys, I used to send money to these people. I don't know how I did that. But you brought up Pat Robinson, so he must have done something crazy in the last couple of weeks, brother.
Okay, yeah, right after that, you know, let the hurricane go to Long Island, you know, send me $100, and people do it. Anyway, what he said is, I'm paraphrasing because I don't know the exact words or anything, but he says in a way he's glad that the gays get together because they can't reproduce and eventually they would die out. Because the two gays cannot reproduce, that the gay population will die. Does this idiot realize that gay people are made from regular people having kids? It is so funny. When I heard that, I said I couldn't stop laughing. When I heard that Pat Robinson said that the gays eventually die out because they can't reproduce. Brother, send me $100 on that, right? Send me money.
and people say, exactly. It's not that gays are having kids. Heterosexual people have sex. Have kids. And some people turn out to be gay. It's like the left-handed. Listen, the Bible, I have to say, even Obama was pointing this out, I got to say this. You know, in the Old Testament, they used to, left-handedness was a curse. People who were left-handed. You know, it's like that. Some people were born that way. But, brother, he's about 90 years old, but he's been making stupid statements, brother, since he was younger, too. So, he can't even say his old age. Okay? Even the middle of Roberts, he was up there in a tree saying God's going to kill him if he don't send me $1,000. You know, it's crazy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But I have to go back.
I mean,
back
these guys, they're literally guys who could read minds and shit. They, you know, I mean, I can't believe that half the things they say, they don't get arrested, these people, for stealing money from people who are down and out, who need something in their lives. And they talk to this guy, and they're trying to get the guidance, and this is the guys they listen to. They should all be arrested.
Well, I agree, and I was part of that for a while. You know, I remember Jimmy Swaggart, you know, he gets caught with prostitutes, then he's crying on television. Jim Baker, you know, selling these hotels. It's a sham, you know. I mean, some people do get some benefit from religion, but these televangelists, they're scams. But if I want to go back to something here, we're going to go rapid fire, and we're getting to the end. I'm going to put something that I didn't put on my pre-production. It's golf. Well, I know Tiger Woods is one of the greatest golfers we've ever had in the sport. I understand that. And golf ratings are going down the tubes without Tiger. But, brother, he hasn't been relevant for many, many years, brother. Not just one year, many years since it came out that he was having sex. He had to go to a sex therapy. Ridiculous. He hasn't been the same. But all you're talking about is Tiger. He's not relevant anymore, brother. He hasn't been for years. That annoys me.
But no matter what you say about him not being irrelevant, he's irrelevant, whether he's good or he's bad. He is still the face of golf. They have nobody. So he's still the talk of golf, no matter how much you hate him, how much he hasn't won. It's just as good as talking about how, that he hasn't won than when he did win. I mean, you're never going to get rid of this guy unless somebody can come along and take his place, and I don't see it, and golf really needs this, so they're going to talk him up no matter what.
I agree with you, brother. I just get annoyed with this because, again, he hasn't been relevant for many years, and but golf is suffering now. I mean, it's suffering. You know, you need that main person in there. You either love him or you hate him, and Tiger was it. So, but we're getting down. I love this rapid fire, but we're getting down to probably the last 5 minutes. Let's hit something else here. You said the Rangers. You wanted to say something about the Rangers.
Yeah, I get a little worried there that, you know, we've got a few months left in the season. We've got to go with Cam Talbot because of Lundqvist. He got hurt. He's going to be out a month now. You know, even though, you know, we're in the hunt for the playoff, we're not sure to get in. And I get a little worried now that Lundqvist is not going to be playing.
Well, yeah, and there was talk about bringing him in, Marty Brodeur, whatever his name is. We don't want him. I mean, brother, I agree with you here. As long as it's not going to be more than 3 weeks or a month, might be good if we can hold water here. And it's not good. It's not good. But give him a little bit of rest. But again, we got to be able to hold this because we're not in the playoffs right now. I mean, not right now. This is a big loss because he's one of the best goaltenders in hockey. And
you know, it's great to say, well, you know, it's going to be good because you don't want him to get hurt when it really counts. But you got to get there first, and that's why I'm a little worried about this injury.
I only hope for a team
to do anything, you know.
I agree. You get mad at Lundqvist sometimes because, you know, some of these goals that go by and, you know, you think he would have won a cup already. All these great goaltenders, these win a cup somewhere along the line. Most of them, you know, we have Lundqvist at his prime and we can't seem to get the cup. But let's hope it's not going to be like 3 weeks, a month, and we find out it's more serious than that, you know, and then go on from there. We got a lot of games in hand.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of.
I agree. And, we got a lot of games in hand, which is good. I don't know how much we're going to be playing at the end of the season, though. You know, a lot of games can make up. But hockey is so exciting. I watched a game the other day, brother. The Rangers, and it was the Bruins at the Garden. I'm telling you, brother, I'm going to say it again in the last few minutes we had. The play-by-play of Doc Emery, whatever his name is, it's the best in all of sports, brother, the best.
I agree with you on that one because and he's been doing it for a long time. He, you know, you put a game on with him, him doing it, no matter what team you're watching. I mean, it's just enjoyable to listen to.
It's got to be one of the hardest sports to do. Baseball, you got to break. Football, you got to break. Basketball, a little bit. One day we're gonna have UB Brown come on the show. I think we've been trying to book UB Brown on, and we want to get UB play by play one time. We're gonna get him on the show. In 2015, brother. We have to get UB on there.
I'm just thinking, you know, you're announcing hockey. By the time I get to say one name, the period will be over. It's amazing how quick they can...
I agree.
Compared to another, and you're right on, because some of these names, I tell you, are hard to say. The game will be over by the time I announce one play.
I agree. All right, brother. First show of 2015. Love it. Final words here, brother.
I want to say I'm excited for tomorrow night with The Walking Dead coming back. I mean, it seems like, as you say, brother, we're always waiting for The Walking Dead, but here it is, tomorrow night. I mean, I can't wait. Anyway, I want to thank everybody listening around the world on your computers, your iPads, your iPhones, wherever you're listening on the computer there. Brother, good job. Adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care easy.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening and on demand. Tell your friends about us. An exciting year coming up with 2Gs in 2015. Keep listening. We'll be back next week for GG. This is NG. Good night, America.